Hello and welcome to the Summit Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. You can follow and stay connected by going to our website, www.thesummitchurch.ca.
Woo! For this purpose was the Son of Man manifest, that he would destroy, annihilate the works of the evil one. You've been manifested to enforce that destruction. There's a warrior anointing here. That was on purpose. That was by the Spirit of the living God. I was born to kill stuff. I'm a descendant of Robert the Bruce and a Mohawk. Say I. Thank you, four people. We're gaining ground here. Say I. Have a treading anointing. Thank you, five people. Say I. Have a treading anointing. I. Have a treading anointing. I am anointed. I am anointed. I have an anointing. I am anointed. Are you a believer? Do I have any believers in the house? The Bible says these signs shall follow them that. These signs shall follow them that. I have a believer's anointing. I don't have an apostolic anointing. I don't have a prophetic anointing. I have a believer's anointing. I'm anointed. I'm an anointed believer. I am anointed to preach. In case you don't know, I'm anointed to preach. Dez is anointed to preach. It's coming out of you. Dez is going to come out of you like a river. It's going to come out. It's going to pop. And the Brazilians are going to love it. It's so good to be with you here this morning. You may be seated if you can. You don't have to. I spend a lot of my... If I like a preach, I get my way hanky out. I go all Pentecostal on you. I don't even like the way that sounded. Sorry. But it is good to be with you this morning. I am honored to walk with your pastors. That's good. I am your pastors, Nikki and Chris. I am. We have fun. I like fun. Say one-fifth of the kingdom of God is joy. Turn to your neighbor on your left. On your left. Aaron, work with me. My God. On your left. Turn to the person on your left. Say, oh, yeah, that doesn't work, does it? Okay. It didn't take much. Okay, turn to a neighbor and look them square in the eye. Is that better? That works better. Look at your neighbor square in the eye. Tell your face. Say, tell your face. One-fifth of the kingdom is joy. Now tell your face. Everybody's face, Aaron. I'm trying to preach here. Are you getting paid? I don't think so. Actually, you are, yeah. Shut up. Stop using facts all the time. You're not a jerk. Good morning. Down in front. This is my book. It's shiny. It's called Wake Up Into Your Dream. We need to wake up out of the nightmare of normality and wake up into the dream of God for our lives. Who wants this even though you don't know what it's about? Okay. I did this one time and I had to pray for somebody's eye. Nobody got hurt that time. Every time. Aaron, I'm trying to work here. My God. Are you done? I love Chris and Aaron too. Yeah, it's so good to be with real people. Authenticity is what the world desires. Religion sucks. Relationship is but a little bit better than that. So anyway, I don't have my prop now. My book is called Wake Up in Your Dream. And the premise of the book is that before there was a God that was nowhere in the midst of nothing dreaming about you and who you would be. And then your purpose of what you would do. Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified, the AMPC translation, talks about the paths that God prearranged before time began. Time is a created thing that God has given us dominion over. And at one time, in one place, God is going to give us the revelation of how to manipulate time. Do I have any Italians in the room? Can you do this? Like a good Italian. Come on, a mafioso. A familiar. Everybody, yeah. Thank you. Everybody, you're just honorary Italians. Can you do this with me? Can you do this? It's not difficult. Remember, I destroyed the Mohicans. Single-handedly. Went back in time. I'm sorry about spraying stuff on you. Let's try that again. Put it up to your head. And after me, say, kaboom. Thank you. Was that difficult? Before, there was a palatial throne for him to preside upon. I love peas. Not like the one G, just the letter P. This message brought to you by the letter P. Before there was a palatial throne for him to preside upon. Before there was a heaven or an earth. God created the heavens. Somebody say S. Also brought to you by the letter S. Say S. Heavens. So he just did not create. The King James Version says in Genesis, actually, the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, it says that God created the heaven and the earth. But that was translated incorrectly. It was actually translated heavens. The original Hebrew is heavens. But so it's just not that you look out into the sky. Who's from Saskatchewan? You're from Saskatchewan. You look up into the heavens and you see the expanse. It's not just talking about that expanse of heaven. It's not just talking about when you can look a little further through the Hubble telescope and you can see that the heavens are, and the galaxy that we live within, the Milky Way. But he also made the heaven in which he presides. He made the spiritual realm. He made the angelic realm. He made it all. He made the throne. So where was he before there was? He was nowhere in the midst of nothing, being God all by himself, secure in himself, not needing anyone else, but had a desire to share the greatest attribute of his being with somebody else, love. So he dreamed you into existence. Every time God wants to move an agenda forward, he gives a man a dream. He unveils a dream. He releases a dream. Solomon supposed to be the wisest man ever, right? 300 wives and 700 concubines. Questioning. No, I'm not. I trusted that. The Bible says that he asked for wisdom and he asked for a good thing. Anybody ever read that? Is that true? Do you know that he never asked for it? Pregnant pause. He dreamed it. He spoke it in his dream and God made it so. There's something so powerful about your dream. And the enemy knows it, so he's trying to crush your dream. Trying to crush your purpose. Trying to crush what you were designed to be so you could flow and do and be the answer that he's called you to be. Because he designs you with more resources than you will ever need. Say I. Don't make me come out. Say, I have come into this realm fully loaded. Say, I am fully loaded. Say, I. Tell me a little bit of swag, a little bit of attitude. Say, I am fully loaded. You have more resources than you'll ever need. You've come in with more answers and solutions than your sphere of influence can handle. Say, I am overkill. Come on, you can do it. I am overkill. Thank you for not having a huge stage. Say, I am overkill. Can we try that again? I need like that final scene in that video game. Mortal Kombat. How'd that go? Finishing move. Finishing move. Finish him. No, I don't want that part. Say, I am overkill. You are a nuclear weapon. And in this realm, there are teeny tiny little problems. Say, my perspective is my reality. What you behold is what you become. Say, I came into this realm fully loaded. This is what happened, actually. If you could see a video from heaven, through time-space continuum. Mushroom cloud. The same river of living water that flows underneath the throne of God lives within you. You didn't hear me. The same river of living water that flows underneath the throne of glass, underneath the throne of God, flows out of you. There's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors. Sorry, this is a solo. Excuse me. My moment to shine, thank you. Nikki and Aaron can't have all the glory. I'm just kidding, sing along with me. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors and sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up well. Splish, splash, splish, splash. There's a river of life that wants to flood out of us and come into this realm and begin to set the captives free. That same river of life that is underneath the throne of God, the same river of life that flows in the trees of life produce fruit. Fruit, what's fruit? I don't know. Fruit. 12 seasons. 12 fruits every month. That flows out of you. Has the potential of flowing out of you. Say, I am a fountain of living water. Do you know what a fountain does? It what? It brings life. A fountain draws from one atmosphere. Just look at me for a second. It draws from one atmosphere and brings up a conduit and begins to shoot out a fountainhead into another atmosphere and begins to change the atmosphere from whence it drew from. The kingdom of God wants to flood out of you. Say, I am a portable portal for the glory of God. Wherever I go, I create a Garden of Eden. We need to allow God. We need to let God arise. What you did this morning twice is you let the Spirit of the living God rise up. You let God arise. Say, I am a gate. I am a door. Psalms 24:7 says, lift up your head, O ye gates. Your mouth is your gate. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Your spirit is the doorway to the supernatural. And when you lift up your gate and you begin to speak in this realm as a mouthpiece of God, your words matter. You create with God. Isaiah 48:6 says, I'm losing a lot of weight this morning. No, it doesn't say that. That was just an observation because I'm moving around a lot. Isaiah 48:6 says, see all this and you will not prophesy. I did not create everything in the beginning. I'm creating some things now. Can you hear me this morning? Have I lost you because I've been too silly? Isaiah 48:6. Have I lost you because I'm being too silly? Okay. Isaiah 48:6 says, see all this and you won't prophesy. I did not create everything in the beginning. I'm creating some things right now. How is he creating things right now? He didn't create everything in the beginning. He's creating some things right now with his partnership. Say, I am a co-heir with Christ Jesus. I've been upgraded. Say, I am the upgrade. See, TJ. Oh, by the way, hi, TJ. In the Old Testament, TJ, we were the vice regent of all of his creation. Who is man that you're mindful of him and made him just below yourself? Elohim, the pluralization of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Who are you that you made man just below you? Who is man? Second most powerful person in the universe, but we didn't know it. We didn't know it. Say, my perspective is my reality. How I see matters. We dealt with it earlier. Please go back and watch the earlier broadcast because it's powerful. We talked about seeing, our ability to see, and that what we can see, we can have, and how that they're the four living creatures that have six wings and eyes all around, and eyes on their body, and eyes all over their wings, and they, the Bible says, even eyes within, and they would circle the throne looking for something to be revealed, something new from God, a revelation, something to be revealed. And when they would see it, that's when all of heaven would begin to rejoice. Because when you begin to decree what you see, you change the atmosphere all around you, because out of your belly begins to flow rivers of living water. He put answers and solutions and wise and winning ingenious ideas that want to flood out of you. But he needs you to see, to hear, and to create with him through the power of the spoken word. They fly around the throne, looking. They had six wings, two wings to cover, two wings to hover, and two wings to cause the trajectory. So they're like, looking desperately. How desperately are you looking for him? Over here. How desperately are you looking for him? How desperately do you need him? How desperately are we looking for him? The Bible says if you look for him, you will find him. And if you find him, everything changes. I heard some things in the spirit before during our worship, and I just want to touch on them before I get to my message. Oh, we're done at 1:30, right? Ish. Can I have 5 minutes? No, seriously, what time? Okay. I still love you. Say, my perspective is my reality. What I behold is what I will eventually become. What we see and what we hear is very important. This morning we heard that we're loved. You need to hear that this morning. And then Chris came behind me and said that if you don't hear that you're loved before you go into your wilderness, before you go into your calling, before you go into your election, before you go into that dark place, before you go into that season, you've got to know you're loved. That's what secures you. My identity is not in who I am. It starts with whose I am. Amen? In worship, I just heard the river flows from the perspective of the throne. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When I mentioned earlier this morning in the 9 a.m. service that we must every day enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. If you're thankful, when you wake up in the morning, the very first thing that comes out of your mouth, you need to set the atmosphere with a declaration of thanksgiving. You will begin to step into all the authority of heaven with your thankfulness. When your gratitude will determine your altitude. When you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, when it talks in the Bible about a gate, it talks about all the authority. Any place you see a gate in the Bible, it talks about authority. So when you're giving thankfulness, if you're being grateful, then you begin to operate in an authority from heaven. When you speak it forth, you begin to pave a prophetic pathway that you will go forth from that day. Your words are so important. You have to create every day. You'll create heaven on earth. The words that you speak, you'll create a living hell or a living heaven. Stop cursing your crisis because you're being set up for a get up so you can go up so you can rain back down. Your setback is actually your setup. So you can get up. Remember the cocoon or the pupa place? You're building strength as you struggle. You got to push through the pain and push back on the resistance. And all of a sudden, when the enemy comes in like a flood, it gives God an opportunity to come in with a greater stand. Every time, the Bible says that evil is the day is a, this day is sufficient, the evil thereof. The Bible said, I said, God, why did you say that? Why wouldn't you say sufficient is the power, sufficient is the glory, sufficient is the abundance, or sufficient is the beaches that I get to lay beside, or sufficient, why evil? He says, every time the enemy comes in like a flood illegally, it gives me an opportunity to legally come in with more authority, more power. I want to tell you, you're being set up for a get up. Where there's been much sin, there's going to be much more enabling power. And 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to make all his grace abound to you, so in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound. Say, I'm about to abound. God's grace is God's enabling power. And he's able to give all of his power to you. So in all things, and that happens whenever you go through a circumstance, whenever you go through a problem or a pain or a situation. Circumstances and situations are trying to silence you. Or is it just me? Circumstances and situations have tried to silence you and shackle you. The Gadarene demoniac. Butt naked, running around the cemetery. They tried to chain him. They couldn't. He'd break the fetters. They tried to contain him. He tried to get a home for him. He lived in the tombs crying, cutting himself. But when he saw the master, say, I want to see the master. When he saw the master, the Bible says that he threw himself down and called him Lord. Don't let your circumstances silence you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You cannot be silenced. And if the enemy can't silence you, he can't keep you shackled. He can't steal your sound. If he couldn't steal the most demonic person that we know of in the Bible who had 2,000 demons on board, if he could not silence him from calling Jesus, he can't silence you. And if the enemy can't silence you, he can't keep you shackled. Say, my sound shatters shackles. Paul and Silas were in the inside of the jail, in the inner core of the, and where the fecal matter. Sorry about that, but that's true. Where the, everything was flowed into that area. It was just smelly. It was wrong, and they were shackled to their circumstance, and they didn't know what to do at the midnight hour. Say the midnight hour. The time that they're backing up to take your car away. The time of that divorce. The time of that depression. The disease. The shackled to the circumstance. Shackled to the situation. Not knowing what to do. The enemy couldn't steal their sound. Couldn't take their praise. And at the midnight hour, when everything was supposed to come to conclusion, at that moment of time, they began to praise. They began to declare. They let their voice loose. And all of a sudden, if the enemy can't steal your sound, he can't keep you shackled. If you just keep declaring and declaring, this is the word of the Lord. You just keep going. You just keep going. Summit, you just come up here. You come up higher. You see God. And when you see him, you begin to decree what you see. And when you, just like the four living creatures around the throne, when they saw him, they begin to declare something. And when they begin to declare something, they begin to create with God. Say, I am in partnership with the creator of the universe. Say, I have become one with the Spirit of the living God. That blows me away. I'm still getting the download on that and what that means. Who have I become? What can I do? You know why? Why did Peter, why in the world did Peter, a trained fisherman, he's about to jump in the water. He puts on his coat. Think about it. He's about to go see Jesus. He sees Jesus. He gets all excited. Well, I better dress up. I'm telling you, one day I'm going to preach and I'm going to walk right off into midair. Oh, not today. Thank God you don't have a high platform. Why did he put his coat on? Because he thought he was going to walk on water again. Where is this all going? We need a better perspective of who we are. With a better perspective of whose we are. So that we can be a better answer and a solution to whom we've been called. There's a sphere, a metron, that God has called you, a sphere of influence for you to dominate within. I'm just making sure I don't miss something that God really wanted me to share. I love that song. When I hear the sound, I'll rise from the ground. If you can see and hear what the Spirit is trying to give to you, there's nothing that can hold you in that circumstance. Oh, Daddy. Let me just end with here. Say, I have a treading anointing. I was down preaching at Chuck Pierce's Passover conference. It was so good. What an amazing place. What an amazing man of God. And he woke me up in the middle of the night and he says, you need to move from beheading to treading. Like David took the head off of Goliath. He didn't kill him with his gift. He didn't kill him with his gift. He killed him with the sword that was forged against him. Say, no weapon formed, forged against me can prosper. Isaiah 61:6 says, the glory that once of my captors has now become mine. I cannot be defeated if I just keep going, if I keep hearing and seeing. In decreeing and declaring, I will create a pathway in front of me. I'll create heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We must know that what we can see and what we can hear can be spoken into this realm on a regular basis. And I'll end with this. Luke 10:19. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions. Say, I will tread upon serpents and scorpions. And the Bible goes on to say that he's given you all power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. When does that take effect in your life? When you believe it. Now. Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowl and from the noise and pestilence. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near even my dwelling. When does that take place? When I believe. I came to shake you up. I came to give you a different perspective. I came to change the way you think. Who are you that God is mindful of you? Your most powerful weapon in life is the weapon of obedience. Guys, by you moving here, you got to the place called there. Elijah called forth a drought. And many of us in this room have called forth droughts in our lives by cursing our crisis and speaking in accordance with what we're going through instead of the promises of God that are yes and amen to them that believe. If you rehearse the curse, you might as well back up the hearse. But by you moving here, you've moved to a place called there. That's why the resources, that's why the birds of the air are bringing meat and bread. Because you came to the place called Cherith. Cherith means to cut, as in to cut covenant. You move to drink from covenant. Whenever you find yourself in a place of drought, find a covenant brother or sister in the rivers of living water who will begin to give you sustenance again. I love what I see all around this summit. It's not about going up higher other than to go up higher so that you can be a better perspective of what the family is. I just feel family. This is all about family. You guys are family. And you can feel it, and you can taste it, you can smell it, and you can see it. Drink from the river of living water. In the midst of all the drought around, in the midst of all the wilderness out there, you have a house that has cut covenant. Drink from that river, and you'll have sustenance. In that place of obedience. And I said, I'm just telling you the way the Lord spoke to me. We got to stop being circumstantial Christians and trying to come against this problem and that problem. Just walk in obedience and you'll destroy the works of the enemy. And when he comes on your path, he has no power. The problem with Goliath is that he came on David's territory and David said, "Is there not a spoken word?" So just lift your hands like this. Say, "Father, I need a revelation of whose I am. Anoint my eyes to see, ears to hear, mind to perceive of whose I am." That's just dropping right now. Father, we received this morning the revelation that I'm loved. We received that this morning. Overwhelm us. And then flow forth from us. And begin to change our spheres of influence. In Jesus' name.